saying
you got something for me.
Had a bit of an abbreviated episode of Maggie and the Millionaires something talking money today. Wanted to make one last point about the minimum wage. Here's what happens when you raise the minimum wage. Everybody else makes more too. So the idea that like, oh, well, it's just for, you know, workers starting out and it's never meant to raise a family on it. That's a bunch of hooey. Everybody else ends up making more. This is about the dignity and value of labor, which is the economic driver of this country and every capitalist democracy. Let's go to former President Obama giving live remarks here in Wisconsin right now.
Hospitals were overrun. Donald Trump actually uttered the words, I do not take any responsibility at all. I am not sure any American president has ever said those words before. But that's his idea of freedom. I do what I want, and I'm not held accountable, and I'm not responsible for anything. We have a broader idea of freedom. We believe that true freedom gives each of us the right to make decisions about our own life. And it requires us to recognize that other people have the freedom to make different choices. And that's true even on the most contentious issues. I have always said there are good people of conscience on both sides of the abortion divide. I respect those whose faith tell them that this isn't something they support. But if we believe in freedom, then we should at least agree that such a deeply personal decision should be made by the woman whose body is involved and not by politicians. And most Americans believe that as well. Most Americans believe that as well, which is why it's been fascinating watching Donald Trump just tie himself into a pretzel on this issue. When he ran for president the first time, he said he'd support punishing women who got abortions. Then a few weeks ago, he tells women, don't worry, I'll be your protector. You heard Tim talk about how Donald Trump actually protected you. Roe versus Wade overturned. Trump abortion bans in 20 states. He's out there saying everybody wanted it this way. No, they did not. But Donald Trump may be confused about this. You can't be. You need to be clear about what's at stake here. Tammy Baldwin actually introduced a bill that would restore the reproductive freedom that women had for nearly 50 years. If Congress passes that bill, Kamala Harris will sign it into law.
Folks, this is Barack Obama, former president of the United States, speaking in Madison, Wisconsin, alongside Governor Tim Walz today. These are live comments from the former president.
It's an example of how, as frustrating as politics can be sometimes, and I know it can be frustrating. Look, I do not watch cable news. I really don't. There are times where I don't understand how we got so toxic and just so divided and so bitter, and I get why sometimes people just don't want to pay attention to it. And we all have friends like that. We have family members who are just like, you know, it's all a circus out there. I get that. But elections really do matter. Who you vote for matters. Not because it's going to change every problem we got. No president, no vice president, no senator, no governor is going to solve every problem. We're not going to eliminate poverty overnight. We're not going to change, you know, race relations right away. Right? We're born into history, and change takes time, and so sometimes I think we expect so much, and then we're disappointed when everything's not immediately solved. And we start thinking politics doesn't matter. But the thing is, what politics can do, what elections can do, they can make your life a little better, your neighbor's life a little better, or they can make it a little worse. And that little bit of better or a little bit of worse, that adds up. And sometimes I have to talk to people who don't think there's going to be a difference, whether Kamala Harris or Donald Trump wins. And they're not bad people. They just don't think politics matters to their lives, and I have to remind them, You know, the Affordable Care Act, it didn't eliminate all problems with health care. But there are 50 million people who got health care that didn't have it before. There are...
Folks, that's Barack Obama giving comments live in Madison.
Who had pre-existing conditions. And it used to be they couldn't get coverage. If you had a sick kid, you know, with a chronic illness, you're a parent, you might not be able to get insurance for your child before the Affordable Care Act. And now you had to make a choice. Are you going to sell your house in order to get that child the care they need? Imagine that. You don't have to imagine it. That's what was going on. That's not true now because of elections, because of politics. It made a difference to them. Some people in this auditorium saw a concrete benefit in their lives as a consequence of elections. I'll give you one more example. I know I'm going a little long here, but I want to really button this down. I'll give you another example. When I was president, last couple years in office, I took an interest in what scientists were saying, that with globalization and travel and growing populations, at some point we were going to see a serious pandemic. So this is back in 14, 15, 16. So I said to my team, we need to get a plan together, just like we have one for natural disasters. You have to practice. You have to have a sense of how are you going to respond if there's a flood, a hurricane, an earthquake. And I said we need to do the same thing with pandemic. So we put together a playbook, and we consulted with all the experts, and then we had every agency talk about, all right, how are we going to work with the public health agencies in the states, and how are we going to deal with the schools? Do we keep them open? How long? What are we going to do in terms
of developing Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. That is former President Barack Obama giving live comments alongside Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in Madison, Wisconsin, at a rally for current Vice President Harris. We're going to take care of a little business here at Civic Media. We're going to come back. I'm going to be joined by President of Trek Bikes, John Burke. He's an independent, one of those voters. They're out there. We're going to talk about what's motivating him this election. That's up next on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.